The Hague. The International Court of Justice, ICJ, delivered a landmark advisory opinion, clearing the way for countries to hold each other legally accountable for their contributions to climate change, including historic greenhouse gas emissions. The ruling, while non-binding, has been hailed as a major victory for climate-vulnerable nations frustrated by global inaction on reducing emissions and adapting to climate impacts. It paves the way for legal claims seeking compensation for damage caused by climate change. The unprecedented case was initiated by a group of young law students from low-lying Pacific Island nations, including Tonga and Vanuatu, which face existential threats from rising seas and extreme weather. The ICJ's opinion confirms that countries can be held responsible for their climate policies and emissions under international law, even if they are not parties to the 2015 Paris Agreement. It states that failing to implement ambitious climate action plans may result in a breach of legal obligations. The court further declared that governments are accountable for the climate impacts of companies operating within their territories, including fossil fuel subsidies and approvals of new oil and gas projects. The opinion acknowledges the possibility for nations severely affected by climate change to seek compensation, especially when restoration is impossible. Countries may claim damages for specific extreme weather events linked to climate change, but such claims require case-by-case evidence. Legal experts predict the ruling will encourage developing countries to file climate lawsuits in domestic or international courts, citing the ICJ opinion. However, enforcement depends on countries' willingness to abide by such rulings, as the ICJ lacks direct enforcement power. Developed countries, including the UK, argued that existing international agreements sufficiently address climate obligations. The ICJ rejected this view, emphasizing broader international law duties to protect the environment. A UK Foreign Office spokesperson said the government was reviewing the ruling but reiterated that tackling climate change remains a priority through existing international frameworks. The US White House expressed commitment to its national interests without directly addressing the court's decision. This advisory opinion marks a historic moment in international climate law and diplomacy, strengthening the hand of vulnerable nations demanding accountability and justice.